Like many wheat producers, Derek Sawyer, who farms near McPherson and serves as a Kansas wheat commissioner, used to not think too much past the bushels and protein levels of the wheat he delivered to the elevator. After joining U.S. Wheat Associates on their November crop quality seminars in South America, he now understands that end-use markets want not just data on protein quality and milling and baking test results, but also a direct connection back to the farmers who grow the wheat they purchase. These farmers really wanted to hear about quality, and they all had something different they were looking for, Sawyer said. It's a lot more than being able to take bushels of wheat to the elevator and delivering what we think will be shipped and turned into bread. We have to continue working domestically to improve genetics and inputs to grow a high-quality crop that the end user wants. As the Export Market Development Organization for the U.S. wheat industry, U.S. Wheat Associates conducts crop quality seminars around the world each fall and winter to provide transparent information to customers and facilitate dialogue about the U.S. wheat supply chain from start to finish. In addition to the series Sawyer attended in South America, U.S. Wheat also held seminars this year in South America and the Caribbean, South Asia, the European Union, and North Asia. Far from a leisurely tourist trip, Sawyer explained, the U.S. team who represented each of the six classes of wheat had a whirlwind itinerary from one seminar to the next to present to customers in Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Chile. According to U.S. Wheat, the seminars in Quito, Ecuador, Lima, Peru, and Santiago, Chile drew attendees that represented more than 90% of wheat purchases. Sawyer served as the friendly farmer during these seminars, providing information on Kansas wheat farming operations and how they have changed over time. In turn, customers asked Sawyer questions about profitability, drought, volatile prices, and the future of wheat breeding and more. They wanted to meet the farmer that raises the crop they are buying and hear stories they could turn around and tell their customers, Sawyer said. A lot of them centered around sustainability or regenerative agriculture, wanted to be able to tell their customers that the farmer who grew the wheat cared about the land. As it turns out, wheat is a pretty easy crop to be able to tell that story. Transparency is a major advantage for selling U.S. wheat to international customers compared to other competing countries, including taking a deep dive into the data in U.S. wheat crop quality reports and sharing personal perspectives from wheat farmers. Combined with personal relationships established and maintained by U.S. wheat employees and clearly defined grain grading standards and export procedures, Sawyer explained that these customers know that when they buy a load of wheat from the United States, they know exactly what they will receive. Now home and recovered from the jet lag, Sawyer reflected on his role, and the role of Kansas wheat farmers, in promoting not only a crop, but also a way of life. It was really satisfying for me to meet customers halfway around the world that really appreciated the value of wheat I grow, he said. And I know it was satisfying for them to meet the farmer that truly cared about growing the valuable commodity and caring for the land my family has farmed for generations. Learn more about the entire set of U.S. wheat crop quality seminars and read the full 2023 U.S. wheat crop quality report at uswheat.org. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.